This is a recording of the December 7th, 2022 Operations Committee meeting to convene at 3:30 in the Chugach Electric Boardroom.
Starting a bit early today so that we can leave, so a number of us can attend a function, an APA function immediately after. How about a roll call from the board? We have Director Chastain, Director Poston, Director Hollis, and on the phone, I did it again, Director Cooper, golly, and Director Whitney on the phone or in the remote, and a roll call of staff or who's here in the office, please.
Sure. All right. Sorry, I didn't quite catch your name in the front row.
Steve Gerlich.
Steve Gerlich?
Yes.
All right, great. Steve, thank you. Anthony
Andrew White.
Sorry, Andrew. Dustin Hires, Todd McCarty, Sean Scaling, Ron Vicera, Andrew Laughlin, Sherry Hires, Kate Ayers, Josh Resnick, and do you mind stating your name?
Brian Meisner, guest.
Brian Meisner, thank you so much. And then on the line, we have Julie Haskett, Arden Kazan, Anthony Scott, Aaron Whitney, I think you already mentioned Aaron, Jean Kornmuller, and Shayna Kilcoyne are on the line.
Thank you very much. Approval of the agenda, I assume committee members had a chance to review the agenda. Can we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Have a first and a second. All in favor of approving the agenda as presented, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the agenda's approved. Approval of the minutes for the November 15th, 2023 Operations Committee meeting. Can I have a motion to approve, assuming we've all reviewed them?
So moved.
We have a first and a second. All in favor of approving the minutes as included in the board packet, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, they're approved. Persons to be heard, we have, I believe, two members to be heard. We have Anthony Scott and Shayna Kilcoyne. Anthony, we'll start with you. We've got 2 minutes per comment. And so let's hear your member comments, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon. Thanks for having the opportunity to speak. My name is Anthony Scott. I was most recently a commissioner at the RCA. While I'm currently working part-time for REAP, my comments are my own and do not reflect the views of that organization. I want to applaud the Ops Committee for making public at least a portion of staff's guidance documents on Chugach adopting a renewable energy or clean energy standard at the last meeting. I respectfully say at least a portion because the committee subsequently went into executive session, and I have no way of knowing what was discussed or presented there. I'm not leveling an accusation, I'm just making an observation. How Chugach helps to meet the energy needs of its customers today and in the next decade and a half or two is incredibly important. It's not an exaggeration to say that the decisions that Chugach makes will likely and profoundly affect the entire state's economic future. Chugach is a large enough player in the rail belt that its decisions affect the economics not just of its own customers, but of the customers of other utilities. These irrevocable decisions deserve as much peer review as possible. Mr. Chairman, I wish to make a plea. Conducting business in public, even if it is uncomfortable, is the only way for members in the broader public to be informed of the considerations that are driving the decisions that you make. And it is the only way for members and the public to understand the advice you are being given by staff. Such transparency is ultimately the only way for the cooperative model to function as intended, such that members fully understand whether their representatives are making decisions with which they agree. There is a set of decisions inextricable from your consideration of a renewable or clean energy standard that were not discussed last week. This is not a complaint. I speak of the looming but ultimately inevitable decline of economic gas production in Cook Inlet. as a matter of economic logic and based on all my training in oil and gas markets, it's inevitable that in coming months, or perhaps a year or so, management will have to present you with choices as to whether to make long-term commitments to import LNG. You will hear that long-term commitments entail certain economies of scale. You may or may not hear at what cost the representative economies are realized. Time does not permit a discourse on the lost option value that long-term contracts entail, but at a minimum, please consider that such commitments will necessarily foreclose significant increases in renewable energy penetration into Chugach's portfolio. As an aside, I must point out, staff's apparent recommendation for a clean energy standard that involves only a further 5% reduction in emissions coincidentally meshes with long-term LNG contract commitments. I plead that all of your presentations and deliberations on energy planning and strategy be conducted in public. There is virtually nothing that can be discussed that will actually, as opposed to theoretically, compromise your members' interests. And at the end of the day, if your members do not know what is discussed, they will not be even given the chance to inform you of where their interests lie. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Anthony, thank you very much for calling in. Thanks for participating in your comments. So well directed and chosen. We are striving. We are working to make sure that as much as possible is in public. It is it's a balancing act that we're all trying to make sure we get right. And your comments about gas are well warranted. So thank you very much. And the next member to be heard, please, Shayna.
Hello, thank you for the time to address the board. I appreciate it. I'll second Mr. Scott's comments on transparency. I had the chance to address this at the last operations meeting, though not so articulately put. So thank you for that. And I just wanted to point out that at the operations committee meeting, there was a discussion about removing the mandatory membership number when you are signing up to participate in the meetings. And I heard that the board wanted to do that. And I just wanted to point out that it's still a required piece of the application to participate. That's all. Thank you.
Did we capture that last time?
I thought we did as well. We'll follow up on that, make sure that gets addressed.
You won't have to tell us too many more times. Thank you. Thanks very much for the reminder. Any other persons to be heard? I believe that was it. Thank you, too, for calling in. Thanks for your comment. We frankly appreciate it. We'll move on to new business, for which we have none. This is going to be a very, very short. It's a short meeting today, as I mentioned earlier. We're going to again move into executive session, and it's going to be a relatively short executive session. And there are so let me have a motion to go into executive session. Even given the comments that our members made moments ago, we need to go into executive session.
Mr. Chair, I move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 1025-175C1, the Operations Committee go into executive session to discuss and receive reports regarding financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which could clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor, excuse me, of going into executive session to discuss these matters, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, we are going to go into executive session. We will come back out for new business to deal with public matters related to one campus plan. So we are now in executive session. Okay, return to open meeting with the new business. And we only have one item on the agenda, which is a resolution related to the one campus plan, which was addressed earlier. And I believe I need a resolution, a motion from someone.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Operations Committee recommend the Board of Directors approve the attached resolution authorizing the Chief Executive Officer to move forward with the One Campus Plan.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second for the resolution related to One Campus Plan by the Operations Committee. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And any opposed to the resolution as moved, or the motion as moved? Hearing none, it is approved. And that brings us to the end of new business and director comments. Let's make them very, quite brief. Anybody, Director Chastain?
I want to say a good meeting, and it's good to see more of the integration and, you know, the finalization of the acquisition being culminated with an action to move to a One Campus Plan. I think that's where we were intending to go, and I think that's really great. Great work by the staff, and appreciate all the topics this evening, and thanks for managing the meeting so well so that we can attend other functions. Thank you.
Director Cooper.
I'd like to second Director Chastain's comments, and also add that thank you for your work on the, you know, putting these subtopics together. It's very manageable, you know, meeting today, and I can't remember the last time we had a packet less than 100 pages, so I appreciate the...
The next package is going to be big.
Yeah, I second all the comments. I would like to add that I do like the fact that we do get members that want to attend and want to comment, provide their comments to us as we did today. And I think that input is always good for us. And yeah, certainly we encourage it. And I do know that we are trying to take that into account as we move forward as a board. And so I think that's important. Lastly, once again, thanks for all the hard work of the team and your time and effort here. I know you'd rather be home shoveling snow tonight. So anyway, thank you.
Director Whitney.
Thank you, Mark, for keeping things moving at a good clip tonight. Lots of good topics. I appreciate the staff's preparation. I want to give a special shout out to Dustin and Kate and Sean it really seemed like you incorporated responses to some of the questions I had at our last ops meeting. I appreciate your patience with my questions. I'm simply trying to do my due diligence as a board member. And I wish you all safe travels tonight. We have almost 3 feet of snow at our house, and there's really no getting out. So thank you for letting me attend remotely.
You bet. Director Kasem.
Well, thank you very much. I will second and third everything that everyone else has said. The only thing I can add is that this was probably one of the most interesting meetings that I've been to since I've been on the board. The topics and the detail are, boy, hang on, folks, it's a fun ride. Thank you very much.
Author?
It's exciting to move forward with the One Campus Plan. I think that's going to provide a lot more opportunity all the way across the board, from dollar savings to a collaborative workforce. I also want to express sincere appreciation for all the work that went into the presentations, and also the board's outstanding questions. I think in the discussions that we had were great. Thank you.
Only thing I'll say is I wish, for the sake of the staff, we could bring these meetings to closure this quickly all the time, but I virtually had to kick Steve and Andrew away from the table to make it happen. So I'm afraid we haven't figured out how to shorten them, but thank you very much for all the work. I believe that's it. How about a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
And I think we are now adjourned, unless someone objects.